This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 27th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. For Fadi Ali, these last 3 years have been a terrifying game of cat and mouse with Boko Haram Muslim jihadists in northeast Nigeria, Africa, reports Brinkwire. The 35-year-old mother said, quote, "They slaughtered my husband, my grandmother, and two of my children," end quote. Ali finally came across an army convoy and was taken to Polka, a camp in the country's remote northeast region. Many people are still trapped in the Mandara Mountains, where they survive on roots and leaves, living in fear of the Muslim jihadists who have established bases in the caves outside of the military's reach. At least 4 people were dead and 11 injured in a mass shooting yesterday afternoon at a pizza restaurant in Jacksonville, Florida, where a sports video game tournament was taking place. Just before the shots were heard, a red laser dot appeared on the chest of one of the players, who was wearing white headphones and a red sweatshirt, reports The Telegraph. Police said one suspect was dead at the scene. Senator John McCain, who shed a Playboy image in his youth to become a fighter pilot, revered prisoner of war, and both a liberal voice in the Republican Party and its 2008 presidential nominee, died on Saturday, little more than a year after he was told he had brain cancer, reports NBC News. He was 81. Senator McCain will not only lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, but will also lie in state at the Arizona Capitol before his burial in Annapolis, Maryland. In the wake of President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort and the president's former attorney Michael Cohen being found guilty of criminal offenses, listen to former CBS News anchor Dan Rather talk with CNN's Don Lemon about what it all means.
If you think yesterday was a shock to our democratic system, just stay tuned, because the other things Mueller is working on, and sooner or later we will find out what they are, is going to make yesterday pale by comparison.
You think so?
I think the evidence abounds.
Yesterday, the president's fixer and attorney implicated the president in a crime.
Well, the president, in effect, became an unindicted co-conspirator in a criminal case. You have a conspiracy to defraud the American voters, a criminal conspiracy to win the election campaign. Give that jury credit in the Manafort case, and give the federal prosecutors in the case credit. The federal prosecutors, with a hostile judge, presented a case that got convictions. The jury did their job. They studied, they deliberated, and they came back with guilty verdicts. President John Adams once said that our jury system is both the lungs and the heart of our democratic system. We had a reminder of that in the Manafort trial.
Rather pointed to Watergate as a possible template for what might happen to President Trump. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tried to defund Planned Parenthood again, this time through an amendment to the appropriations bill funding the Departments of Labor and Health and Human Services, reports the Washington Post-Examiner. Senator Paul said, quote, "One of the top priorities for a Republican Congress that professes pro-life values on the campaign trail should be to stop taxpayer funding for abortion providers. This is our chance to turn our words into action, stand up for the sanctity of life, and speak out for the most innocent among us that have no voice," end quote. Sadly, by a vote of 45-48, his amendment was rejected. It would have barred Planned Parenthood and other abortion outlets from receiving federal funding. Planned Parenthood received more than $543 million in fiscal year 2016 to 2017. Proverbs 6, verse 17, lists 7 things that God hates, including hands that shed innocent blood. Pro-abortion politicians Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, along with the National Abortion Rights Action League and Planned Parenthood, do not like Judge Brett Kavanaugh because they know he will apply the actual words of the Constitution, asserts Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee. Tens of millions of dollars are being spent by pro-abortion liberal groups to convince senators to vote against Judge Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. They are encouraging office visits and phone calls by constituents to urge a no vote. Tobias writes, quote, "Your senators may be liberal Democrats, and you are sure they will vote against the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. They still need to hear from you. Some face a very close election this fall and need to know that they oppose Kavanaugh at their own peril. The senators need to know their constituents support Kavanaugh. Your senators may be conservative Republicans, and you are sure they will vote for him. They still need to hear from you. They need that reinforcement and support. Call the Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121, and ask for your senator's office. Tell him or her to support Judge Kavanaugh. End quote. And finally, Tamarian Wilson, a 10-year-old student from Northeast Carolina Preparatory School, was punished recently for referring to his fifth-grade teacher as ma'am, reports WTVD-TV. Tamarian's mother, Tarifa, said she first noticed something wrong with her son when he got off the bus Tuesday. When she asked why he was upset, the young student told her he got in trouble for using the respectful title. Confused by her son's explanation, Tamarian then pulled out a sheet of lined paper on which his teacher made him write the word ma'am 4 times on each line, front and back. Tamarian's father, MacArthur Bryant, said his son had a, quote, look of disappointment, shame, end quote, when he first saw him, noting he raised his son to use terms like ma'am and sir when referring to adults. Wilson's parents met with the teacher and the school's principal and brought with them a paper that their son had prepared which cited the definitions of the term ma'am, a term of respectful or polite address used for a woman, a term of address for female royalty. After the meeting, the school agreed to move Tamarian to a different classroom, where, no doubt, his new teacher will not feel disrespected when treated with respect. Philippians 2:3 says, in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, August 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.